From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning and welcome everyone to our program. Today I would like to pay a brief but sincere tribute to one of our most faithful listeners. This time last week, she was listening to our program as she did every week. Today, she is with Christ, which is far better. I am referring to Mrs. Jean Ferguson of Tamla, Enniskillen. She went to be with the Lord in the early hours of last Tuesday morning. It's not long ago that I paid tribute to her son, Brian, who passed away at the end of September past. Mrs. Ferguson came to Christ in her later years, but from the moment of her conversion, she earnestly sought to serve the Savior. She loved our programs very much and had a radio with the dial especially set at 981 medium wave so that she would have no difficulties in listening in to Let the Bible Speak. The death of her son Brian, after a long illness, was a heavy blow which she bore with customary courage and grace. Now she, like him, has gone in to see the King in his beauty in the land that is fairer than they. To her sons Gordon, a Free Presbyterian minister in London, and Keith, her daughters Florence, Diana, Cynthia, and Heather, their wives and husbands, and Mrs. Ferguson's 28 grandchildren, we offer our sincere sympathies. May the Lord give them all beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Here is a hymn that reminds us of the only place of safety when death comes, safe in the arms of Jesus. I know that Mrs. Ferguson would have wished me to use her death as an occasion to call upon all listeners to prepare to meet God. May you find salvation in the arms of Christ. After we hear the hymn, I'll be turning to Mark, the chapter 10, and the verses 32 to 34. Here's the hymn, and it's sung for us by a Salvation Army choir.
Oh.
Returning to Mark chapter 10 and the verses 32 to 34, and we'll read them together. And they were in the way going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus went before them, and they were amazed, and as they followed they were afraid. And he took again the 12, and began to tell them what things should happen unto him, saying, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles, and they shall mock him, and shall scourge him, and shall spit upon him, and shall kill him, and the third day he shall rise again. This is the third time that the Lord Jesus is recorded in this gospel referring to his forthcoming crucifixion. He had mentioned it in chapter 8 and the verse 31, and chapter 9, the verses 30 to 32. The purpose of Christ in coming to this world was ever before his eyes. He never forgot that he had a mission given him of his Father, even the redeeming of his elect. And so he was ever dwelling upon that great event when he would take upon himself the sins of his people and die for them on the cross. Progressively, he taught his disciples about his forthcoming death. Progression in Revelation is an underlying emphasis. You will find from the beginning of the Bible, God revealing a little, then revealing a little more, and then revealing a little more, and so progressively imparting to his people a knowledge of his will and his purpose. And that's the principle that governed the teaching of the Lord Jesus. In Mark chapter 8 and the verse 31, the Savior gives some information about how he is to die. In Mark chapter 9 and the verses 31 and 32, he gives a little more information. But here in chapter 10 and the verses 32 to 34, the Lord Jesus goes into the matter in greater detail. He is more specific. He teaches his disciples that he will suffer ill treatment at the hands of the religious leaders. He will be treacherously betrayed, delivered into their hands. He will go through a trial. He will be mocked and scoffed at. And then he will be given over to the Gentiles, that is, the Romans, and he will be executed by them. It should also be noticed that the Lord Jesus reveals these things only to his disciples. Now, doubtless, there were more than just the 12 accompanying with the Savior that day. There probably was a multitude attracted by the miracles. It says in verse 32 that he took again the 12. That is, he took them aside. He taught them separated from the general crowd that followed after him. Here is something for the ears of the people of God alone. Here is something that only they will understand and receive. The cross is a mystery to the world still. The unconverted cannot grasp the full meaning of Calvary. It's only when, by the grace of God, their minds and hearts are enlightened that they can begin to understand what Calvary is all about. You will notice that the resurrection of the Lord Jesus on the third day is mentioned each time he talks about his death. He may give more details about how he will die and the circumstances of his betrayal, but each time he mentions his resurrection, the triumphant news of his rising from the grave is, as it were, the counterweight of the sad news of his death. Whatever information he gives his disciples about his dying, he wants them to understand that he will rise again from the dead. So consequently, it's mentioned each time he talks about his dying. It is to be noted how eagerly the Savior pressed toward the cross. In verse 32, it says he went before them. A little earlier, in the verse 24, the disciples had been astonished at his words. Here we read of them being astonished and fearful as a result of the eagerness with which the Savior was striding out for Jerusalem, their following him was done in fear and dread of what was to come in that city. Our Savior's courage and calmness ought to inspire us to confidence. The love that Christ had for his people and the anticipated joy of their deliverance through his death made him eager to die for his elect. Hebrews chapter 12 and the verse 2 says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God." May the Lord bless you. Remember, our program tonight will be continuing with a further extract of the testimony of Jeannie Graham. So remember to tune in again at 9 o'clock this evening. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.